It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am reflecting on how my idea of detaching with love is evolving. So typically, you know, detaching with love has always meant either separating myself from a relationship or a set of circumstances that has become unhealthy for me, right? But I've always seen detaching as something external to me, which is why when I think about, you know, the pursuing the desires of my heart, I don't think about detachment. I think about holding on tight. I think about focusing and doing whatever I can within my power to make it happen. Now, I also know when I've done all that I can do, I will ultimately get to a place of letting go and letting God. What I am now experiencing, here's my aha moment, is that by adding the love component, I'm bringing a whole new energy to the situation. So not just letting go, but letting go with love. It almost feels like a personal invitation to God right on into my space. It feels like I'm now resting in His strength, and I no longer have to hold on so tight and make things all happen on my own accord, but He's right there with me. The scripture today is Isaiah 7:14. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, today I just feel like just referring to Him all day today as Emmanuel, because when we bring in that love component, you really do experience Him right there with you. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.